The story centers on what's known as the Kreutzer Stradivarius and a local businessman named George Kress. Kress founded Green Bay Packaging, a company that makes cardboard boxes, among other things. George Kress's hobby was the violin, and he bought a Stradivarius back in 1958. The violin was made by Antonio Stradivari in 1727. It's called the Kreutzer because a famous violinist of that name owned it in the 1800s. For his grandson, John Kress, the Stradivarius figures into his earliest memories.
Probably Grandpa playing Pop Goes the Weasel on it. It's not real often you'll hear a very simple version of Pop Goes the Weasel played on a Stradivarius, I guess.
George Kress played the violin regularly. Some people host weekly bridge nights. Kress arranged Wednesday string quartets. When he died in 1998, the Kress family sold the Stradivarius to help pay estate taxes. The instrument George Kress paid $24,000 for in the 50s sold at a London auction at Christie's for $1.6 million. It was a record price at the time, and unknown to the family, the Stradivarius wound up in the hands of a famous musician. But more on that later. For grandson John Kress, seeing the violin sold was painful.
Was it hard to see it go?
Yeah. Yeah, it was real hard.
Well, what made you want to track it down again?
Well, like I say, I grew up listening to this violin my whole life and just really wanted to hear it again.
A couple years ago, John Kress contacted Christie's to find out who bought the Kreutzer Stradivarius. It took some doing, but he eventually found out it's owned by world-renowned violinist Maxim Vengerov, who some consider the greatest artist now playing. That's a recording of Vengerov playing the Kreutzer Stradivarius. Kress met up with Vengerov after a performance in Chicago and was reunited with his grandpa's Stradivarius. Each year, the Kress Family Foundation sponsors a performance of the Green Bay Symphony Orchestra. So it struck Kress as a good idea to invite Vengerov to play in a town that's more known for football than classical music. But it worked out, and Vengerov will play his Stradivarius here Saturday night.
He loves the violin just about as much as my grandfather did. It's neat to see him play because he's loving every note he's making on it, and that's pretty much the same way my grandfather played it.
So an audience at Green Bay's Widener Center will be treated to a performance by a top-caliber artist playing what could be one of the finest violins on the planet, but it'll mean so much more to John Kress just to hear his grandfather's Stradivarius once more.
As near as I can tell, there's a little wood, a little glue, a little varnish, and a lot of magic in it.
Kress says he hasn't decided yet if he'll have the courage to ask Maxim Vengerov to play Pop Goes the Weasel. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.